Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time for a conversation this morning with the mayor of the city of Lincoln, Lira and Gaylor Bayard. Mayor, good morning to you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Well, good morning, Dale. Happy Thanksgiving to you and all your listeners.
Let's start with a conversation about COVID, because the directed health measures are set to expire tomorrow, and many, many are wondering, with the single-day record high that came out last Tuesday, the 253 cases count. Fast forward to today, can you share any insight that you may have at this point about whether Health Director Lopez is leaning toward extending the directed health measure?
Well, I think you point to some important data that we continue to evaluate, that our health team, in partnership with the medical community, continues to consider. We're working closely with our hospitals, particularly in this moment, as there are really wonderful ways to prevent people from needing hospital care as a result of the pandemic. Vaccines are readily available. Booster shots have just been approved for all adults 18 and up. We've got vaccine available for 5 to 11-year-olds. So we're making some good progress in the opportunity to end the pandemic. But of course, that comes down to the choices people make. And so we need more people to get vaccinated so we can get our case rate and our hospital capacity, case rate down, hospital capacity burden reduced. And, you know, that's going to take some doing. We are in a serious situation still when you look at our hospital numbers. And ultimately, as we've been talking about from the very beginning, we want emergency urgent care to be readily accessible when you need it in our community, whether you have a COVID experience or a broken arm or a heart attack. I mean, this affects all of us, regardless of where we might be coming into the medical care system with what kind of needs. So we all can do our part by getting vaccinated.
Hospitalization still high, 92 as of yesterday, 61 from Lancaster County. Mm-hmm. And there are three scheduled vaccination clinics. You can find those at KFORnow.com. One is today, starting at 9 in the morning until 2 this afternoon. First and second doses of the Pfizer and Moderna booster doses are available today. And then there is, for the youth, ages 5 to 11, a clinic that is planned on Monday, November 29th, and dates and locations and specifics, you can find it at KFORnow.com. So there are vaccination clinics after Thanksgiving. If you could take me back to last Tuesday, Mayor, it probably was on Wednesday when the Tuesday numbers were released, the 253 number. Up leading up to that, I believe the highest was 170-something. I don't think we had ever spilled over 200, and please correct me if I'm wrong. But take me back to the moment you saw that number. If it was anything like the reaction in the newsroom and around this building, oh my gosh, 253, that's an astounding number, the highest yet this year.
Right.
Take me back to what went through your mind when you heard about it, and from whom did you hear about it?
Well, I get the numbers sent to me daily and from our epidemiology team, so I saw it on my own, and my heart sank. I mean, it's so frustrating when it doesn't have to be like this. A year ago, we saw tough, you know, astronomical case rates, and we were very concerned about our ability to manage because we did not have a vaccine. So we had a lot of measures in place to protect the public. Now that vaccines are available, now that we have almost no measures in place because we are in such we have such an opportunity to beat this pandemic with the simplicity of rolling up your sleeve and getting vaccinated, and for the time being, wearing a mask to stop the spread while there are still so many in our community who have not yet been vaccinated, it was a tough day. That said, we know that we have an option. We have the tools, and it's important that people pick up those tools and use them, because the Delta variant is a formidable opponent. And what we know is that vaccines provide protection against severe illness, against hospitalization, and against death. It is the vaccines are safe, effective, and they are getting the job done, but people need to access them. Right now in our community, our population in Lancaster County, just over 61% of the population is vaccinated, which means that there's still about 40% of the population, thousands and thousands of people who could get the disease and spread it to others and who could end up in the hospital. We need people to stay healthy and well. There are many ways to do that, but the vaccine is the number one way to prevent massive suffering and illness and hospitalizations and death as a result of COVID-19.
Health officials are planning clinics all the time, Mayor. Have you been told the response and the public turnout? Are these clinics, are people just waiting around for members of the public to come walking in, or are they busy from the time they open up? For example, the one that's today is from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Any sense as to whether people are taking advantage of these clinics?
Yeah, we saw in the initial rollout of clinics for 5 to 11-year-olds, we saw 15% of the 5 to 11-year-olds in our community come through their doors and get vaccinated. It was a really wonderful response, and since then, we've made additional progress. Another, I think, 5% or so have rolled up their sleeves, and that's going to make a difference. That's going to help kids stay in school. It's going to help teachers stay on staff. It's going to help keep schools open and avoid the kinds of issues we've seen just up the road in Millard, where an elementary school recently had to shut down because of an outbreak. So we know it's important. We know that it's really helpful to have our medical partners, like our pediatricians, making the doses available to children, and they are doing that. So between clinics, between pediatricians, between the vaccines available at pharmacies, and of course the outreach that the health department is doing every day to communities, whether it's looking at GPS data and geography in our city where uptake is less, whether it's working with our faith community to reach people in their faith houses of worship. We are doing many different strategies to reach people, but in the end, it comes down to people making sure that they get this done, and we'd really encourage them to do that as soon as possible.
Mayor Gaylord Baer joining me for a conversation on Lincoln Live. Let's get away from COVID and on to affordable housing in Lincoln. The city has an affordable housing coordinated action plan. This came up recently before the city council, and we heard some statistics, one of them being that over the next decade, Lincoln will need an additional 17,000 units to support the population growth. By 2030, Lincoln will need nearly 5,000 rental units affordable to the lowest income households. Let citizens know how this can be accomplished in what appears to be a short period of time.
Right. Well, we are looking to, from the city side, do what we can to support development in the community so that we can increase the supply of housing. That takes the pressure off housing market prices for everyone in our community. We want to make sure we have adequate supply. So we continue that daily work, and you know, it's part of why we're seeing our, you know, record high construction figures in our community. We are supporting that work. But we're also looking at where we can make the biggest impact with our limited resources at the city to ensure that we're filling the gaps and making the growth of affordable housing stock available, to make sure that we are both paying attention to affordability and the quality of the affordable housing stock so that we don't lose ground as we move forward. We want to make sure that, I mean, every resident has a place to call home. That is a foundational goal of my administration. And by increasing the housing stock, by using the incentives that we have, by bringing together coalitions of folks and developing new financing mechanisms, we are going to make progress on our goal to create 5,000 more new or rehabilitated affordable housing units in the city by 2030.
Mayor, can you break that down, please? How do you accomplish this? Because the people who have incomes of less than $25,000 is among the group that sees the greatest shortage of units. in Lincoln, Nebraska. And if they only have that much money and a redevelopment goes in and modernizes everything, there's the fear that they just simply can't afford it. The developers can't get their money back. How do you go about that balance?
Well, it's definitely a complex balance, and a lot of it is market-driven. But from where we stand at the city, we are adding. We've put additional funds into our budget, into our pool of resources to help contribute to the Affordable Housing Fund that will help both rehab houses that are in that need additional maintenance and can to keep them both affordable and high quality. We are using tax increment financing incentives to create additional units. We are working with groups like NeighborWorks to help improve housing stock in the community. We've established Nebraska's first community land trust to create permanently affordable housing, and we look forward to more of those developments occurring in our community. We're using a lot of different strategies, including some that we'll be talking about in the coming weeks that have to do with creating financing opportunities for people who have fewer resources, for whom it is harder to get a home loan.
Mayor, we could spend an entire show on NeighborWorks. Lincoln is so fortunate to have a strong organization that is active the way NeighborWorks does. And so kudos to NeighborWorks. We'll just give them as some props as we turn toward winter weather. You and I are talking on a day when it's going to be 66 degrees.
Right. It's been quite a fall in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yes, it has. And it sounds silly to talk about winter, but we have to. How ready is the city for winter weather?
Yeah, well, this is something we start planning for in the summer, ironically. So when everyone else is out enjoying our parks and rec pools and enjoying summer sunshine, our winter ops team starts planning. And, of course, a big part of that has been making sure that we have the materials necessary to treat snowy streets. But it's also the continuation of our project, our test project that we implemented last year to contract with additional plows so that we can get residential streets plowed sooner after a major snow event. So in addition to our city crews, which are at the ready, we will be contracting once again with private plowers so that we can get to residential blocks sooner. Last year we got to them, I think, 17 hours sooner than we previously had under the old system. And this is really, 72 hours earlier than we had in the past. And this is something we want to continue to refine, because we know that getting that snow cleared right away is really important for the safety of our traveling public.
Here's something else you need to remember, listeners. If your address is an odd-numbered address, this is 2021, so the parking ban, if there would ever be a need for one, would be on your side of the street. Odd-numbered sides on odd years, even-numbered sides on even years. So until the end of the year, we should have a blast of snow between now and New Year's Eve. It would be on the odd side, and then after 2021 is over, it would be an even year, so addresses on the even side of the street then would
effect. Thanks for making that announcement and helping to remind folks, because really what that does is it helps give room for our plow crews to get down the street and get it as clear as possible. And we hope that by having this system, people will have clear understanding of who it applies to in any particular year. They won't have to go look it up at a website. They'll just know if it's odd number year, it's odd side numbered house numbered side of the street.